So today we're checking in with folks from the Quincy Rotary Club because they are not going to let a little thing like a pandemic get in the way of them raising money for their annual high school scholarship fund. So we welcome to the program Barbara Clock, Karen Smith, and Jennifer Elliott. Ladies, I'm going to switch over to our gallery view here and have you all say hello at the same time. Hi.
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 Nice to see you all. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about this. And maybe, Barbara, we can start with you if that's okay, because we were the ones that connected initially to talk about the Quincy Rotary Club's efforts. What's going on?
Well, first, let me thank you, Joe, for having us today. And we're having a sale of a Valentine's box for, obviously, Valentine's Day. And to make money for our annual scholarship fund. The Rotary contributes $30,000 a year usually to this fund. And with COVID-19, it's been difficult to think of how we're going to go about this, raising money. So this year we come up with a box that we're selling. And we have this wonderful assortment of 9 different items. Actually, some gorgeous coffee that smells so good, I can't believe it. And some chocolates from Purefections here in Quincy. They're artisanal chocolates, and they're so yummy. I get into them, and I shouldn't. We've got a lot of gift cards. Alba, $50 at either of their locations. Dependable cleaners. Karen's given us a couple of masks because we're still in the COVID era. And Montelio's has really done a really nice job with their cookie and also with the gift card. So when you get into the Montelio's store, and they have tons of locations, but take your gift card and get something good. And then Jen Orman has given us some free drinks at Coffee Break. And Rogers Jewelers is going to give us a 30% discount on their jewelry now and Valentine's Day if you go in. And finally, Razaf is going to do a 20% off at their restaurant here in Quincy. So this is a really fabulous package. And Margaret LaForest has gotten the USS Salem tickets. So once we can get out and go out again, two adults can go on the USS Salem, which is pretty neat in this day and age to be able to get onto a World War II ship. So the box is $100, and we're really excited about being able to offer it. And the biggest draw, of course, is to try to help some students. Right now, they're having a hard time, and going off to college is going to be a big deal. And getting some extra money for those books and other things they might need will be a huge help. So if people can open their wallets and also, you know, please their loved ones at this particular time of the year with a Valentine's package would be nice.
Very, very nice. Yeah. How did this idea come about? You know, let's talk about the brainstorming behind this when you all sat down and said, how are we going to still do this in a pandemic?
Well, Karen's our wizard with boxes, and she can tell you how she came to this idea and also how she's been successful doing these in the past. We had a fundraiser this summer for the food pantry, and Karen was able to sell 300 boxes. So Karen, I'm gonna let you talk about that. You're really good at this.
Well, a lot of people don't wanna go out still to stores. So this is really a way of, you know, having an item for them to give to somebody and not have to. We're delivering locally to Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth, Milton, anywhere on the South Shore. We'll deliver it also for $10. But we really had to think outside the box, little pun there, to think of how we were going to raise funds. And we did do one for a food pantry earlier, Jen Orman from Coffee Break and myself, and we were able to sell 300 of them and raise over 18,000. So I brought the idea to Rotary, and we've been so fortunate because so many businesses were willing to step up. Once we made the box, we still had other businesses. We had three businesses after we made the box say, I want to participate. So it really shows how the Quincy community comes together. And it'll help us give out, you know, 35,000 in scholarships this year. We've given out over $1 million in scholarships since the inception of our scholarship fund.
Wow, that's tremendous. And you know, you just kind of brushed over your food drive there. $18,000 is an enormous contribution, because a food pantry can take that money and really almost purchase double the amount of food, you know, with the buying power that they have. So that is incredible.
Thank you. It was a team effort. We had people that were willing to deliver them for us and take phone calls. And, you know, it's really, I'm a Quincy native, and it's great to live here because people really step up and help each other.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you've, you know, brought it to Rotary, but I'm guessing Rotary is meeting virtually also. Is that right?
Yes. Jen, do you want to take that? Jen's our president.
Yes. So, at the beginning of the pandemic, we had to kind of halt all of our in-person meetings and pivot strictly to Zoom only. Then in the summertime, when things started to get a little bit better, we were meeting in person. And then again in December, when numbers really started to be on the rise, and out of abundance of caution for our members, we went to Zoom again on a weekly basis. We still have our normal meetings in regards to some business that we do, and having some amazing speakers present what's going on with them, how the pandemic has really affected both their business on a growth perspective, but also for their employees and what that meant for them and how they've adjusted. So it's a great opportunity still for everybody to stay in touch and get together at least once a week.
Yeah. How many Rotarians right now, Jennifer?
So we currently have 60 members, or 60 active members. And then we have a pretty big handful of what we call our honorary members, who are people that aren't necessarily able to be as active, but are still huge supporters and contributors to the club. So it's quite an amazing group that, you know, we have, and I'm super proud to be involved.
Yeah. Where and when would you meet, you know, in a normal time?
So traditionally we meet Tuesdays at 2:15 at the Neighborhood Club. They also had to, that was kind of a pivot for us. They had to shut down temporarily as well. So then we had to find a new spot, and then things kind of went from there, and we went remote. So usually it's Tuesdays at 12:15. And then the first Tuesday of the month, we do have an evening meeting at 5:30. Right now that's being done on Zoom. But traditionally that would be done in person as well. And that allows for other members that aren't necessarily able to meet at a lunchtime hour to participate and kind of get some new people involved also.
Sure. How would the Rotary normally raise money for the scholarship fund?
So we have a series of smaller fundraisers or events during the year, but our big signature fundraiser typically happens in April. And it's a, we call it a gala, but really what it is, you know, it's a fundraiser, and we have some live auction items, some silent auction items. And historically from that event, we raise anywhere between $50,000 to $60,000, which is, you know, it's a pretty significant amount of money for us, and where the bulk of our scholarship money that we give out comes from, as well as other donations that we give to local nonprofits and organizations throughout the year.
Yeah. Do you think you'll be able to hold that this April?
We're gonna, you know, we keep pivoting and redirecting and figuring out different ways. We're really, as a group, committed to still providing those scholarships to our students. Every year we have had in the, you know, prior to the pandemic, we have had a lunch where those high school seniors that are awarded scholarships come, and they tell us where they're going and what they're majoring in and a little bit about themselves and the stories that these kids tell and the schools that they're going to, and their accomplishments are just incredible. All different backgrounds that they come from, and they're just so driven and such great kids that it's an honor to really be able to help support them.
Yeah. Do you think, given that these boxes seem to be so successful, do you think that they'll continue?
I hope so. I mean, whether it's a Valentine's box or then we make another one that's more, appropriate to that season or holiday or whatnot, just kind of figuring out different ways to also support the club, but help our members as well and people in the community. I think the box idea is phenomenal.
Karen, pressure's on you now. Come up with the next theme box.
Actually, yesterday, two people that picked up their boxes asked me if we'd be doing a Mother's Day box.
Oh, there you go.
They'll dictate to us what we do.
Okay. Actually, let's talk about that then for the Valentine's boxes. How do folks get them?
They can call Mary Lou Fishman. I don't have her number right in front of me. Maybe one of the other two women does. Actually, I can look it up on my phone. Or they can stop by Karen's Corner, 133 Beach Street in Quincy, Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and pick up the box there.
Okay, and you mentioned you can arrange for delivery for a $10 fee also.
The delivery's free.
But
if you ship it, if it's going to be further than the South Shore, there's a $10 fee.
Okay, very good. Excellent. And while you're looking up Mary Lou's phone number, I'm going to ask Jennifer, how are the scholarships awarded, Jennifer? You know, how, and when does that happen?
So that happens in the springtime. Mm-hmm. So again, Mary Lou Fishman actually works with the schools. So North Quincy High, Quincy High, and also we have in the past awarded a few to Woodward, but our primary bulk goes to Quincy High, North Quincy High. That we have a scholarship committee, and they review the scholarships. They interview the applications. They interview every kid. I was lucky enough to do it 1 year. And again, the kids are just phenomenal. And then we meet as a group and we kind of go through it and award them that way.
Yeah. Is it one per high school, or how does that work?
So we award, it's 10 per school. So 10 right. for Quincy High and 10 for North Quincy High.
Okay. So significant, assistance to get them started in their continuing education.
Yeah. And then this year we actually received a request to help some of our trade school kids, because anybody's not aware of how the trades kind of work. Mm-hmm. Those kids have to purchase their tools and their equipment ahead of time as well to get in. And those can be extremely expensive as well. So trying to help them offset those costs as well. So, just trying to give them a leg up to get started.
Yep, absolutely. How are you doing on that phone number, Karen?
I have it.
Okay.
So 617-921-0368 is Mary Lou Fishman. You can also go and do Venmo at Quincy Rotary Foundation, no space between it, and purchase your box that way as well.
Okay. And is there a deadline for when the folks have to buy them?
We're kind of doing a rolling deadline. We've made up 100 boxes. It looks like we're going to be able to make some more. So we've already contacted all of the people that are sponsoring the box, and pretty much everyone's willing to help us with the second round.
Okay. When you say we, who's putting these all together?
A few of us were in my store the other day. We made a little assembly line, and we made up about 75 the other day, and then I did another 25 yesterday.
Okay, so it's an army of volunteers, essentially.
Exactly. Team effort. That's what Rotary's about.
Barbara, you did such a great job outlining what's in them. Talk about going out to these businesses, if you could, and asking them to help with this.
Well, we really targeted our local businesses. And sitting down with Leo at Alba and asking him for gift cards at a discount was a challenge. And he was very, very generous. And was able to give us the gift card. We had Krista Haggerty talking to Rotary one day. Jennifer mentioned that we have speakers, and Krista was telling us how her business has done in the last year. And, you know, I was feeling very sympathetic, but at the same time, she sent a message over after she heard about our boxes and volunteered to provide a gift card to Dependable for us for all of the boxes. It's amazing how the community steps up and supports our efforts. It's amazing.
It says a lot, I think, about these businesses because, you know, they're all struggling during this pandemic right now, but to be able to step up and do something anyway, I think speaks a lot for them.
It truly does. And, you know, each and everything in the box is either at a low discount or a total donation. So it's amazing how people have stepped forward and provided the ingredients here for somebody to have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Sure. I think I read a story once where somebody purchased multiple boxes for the same person. So, you know, you're not limited to just one, right?
Right.
We had one person buy five boxes, and I teased him that he had five Valentines. And he's like, no, my wife's my Valentine. But he was buying it for his daughter-in-law, a neighbor that has been really nice to them. Also, one woman bought it for her sister, who's a nurse, just as a thank you, because she's a frontline worker. And I think that's important too, that it doesn't have to be just a Valentine box. It can be a thank you box for a neighbor that does something for you or a friend.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, Barbara, you're the president-elect for 2021, is that right?
I am.
Okay, yes. So, you know, going into this new year, what are kind of your hopes, your goals for the Rotary?
Well, I want to kind of get us past the COVID-19 in as good a shape as we can be, but then get back to the regular meetings, the weekly meetings, the speakers that we've been able to have. We've carried out our mission this year, but via Zoom, and I think people are ready to have that personal contact that, you know, being in the same room and having the conversations is really important. In terms of our service, I think, you know, we want to increase our membership and get people involved and participating. Right now, a lot of people are staying home, which makes good sense. But as we go forward, I think we need to get back out and be as active as we can in our community. And we even have international projects that we're working on. So there's all kinds of opportunities to do things. It's just that right now you're kind of stuck. So to get past this, and kudos to Jen and Karen, because they've been able to keep things moving through this year at a pretty amazing clip. So just to continue that momentum, I guess.
Sure. I have been honored, along with my colleague here at QATV, to be a guest speaker at Rotary, and it's been our pleasure to meet such a great group of people. So we like to consider ourselves here a partner, community partner with you folks as well.
We'll have to have you back.
Do you think this kind of virtual technology has any place for Rotary in the future?
There actually are e-clubs.
Oh.
that Rotary started, I think it might have been 2 or 3 years ago, because there are people, even pre-COVID, that with work schedules or whatever, yeah, you know, could not make a Rotary meeting. And they're finding younger people like the e-clubs, because they're getting to meet other people. Mm-hmm. They were doing service projects, obviously. COVID kind of hinders that. But Rotary was kind of, you know, ahead on that, doing the e-clubs.
Yeah, I can see why that would be important. Or if somebody physically is further away from, you know, the city, then it makes it possible for them to still be at the meetings and still participate, which I think is going to be with us post-pandemic in a lot of different areas in our lives in the future, for sure. So anything else that anybody would like to add? And Karen, I'm going to ask you to give out that contact information again one more time, but we're going to ask Jennifer if she wanted to add anything.
I thank you very much for the opportunity. Again, Rotary is such a great organization. I don't think that we, kind of announced all the great things and projects that we do enough. But, our motto is service above self. So it's not just supporting organizations and also the kids financially, but it's getting our hands dirty and involved in providing and being there for members of our community and beyond. And it's a great, great organization to be a part of.
Great. Appreciate that. And Karen, if you could just one more time, the information to access the Valentine's gift boxes.
Sure. You can also go to the Quincy Rotary Club Facebook page, and there's a link there that you can fill out a form. You can call Mary Lou Fishman at 617-921-0368. You can also stop by Karen's Corner, 133 Beach Street in Quincy, and pick up your box there as well.
Okay. Does Rotary have a website?
Yes. It's through Club Runner, but I'm not sure if the box is on the website. We'll check as soon as we get off.
Okay.
It is on there.
Okay, perfect.
And the order form link is there. So you can get to it from the Rotary, local Rotary, Quincy Rotary, or the Facebook, as Karen pointed out, or call. Karen's shop is open Wednesday through Saturday?
10 to 5.
So if you're stopping by, that's a good time to do it.
Okay, great. Anything else we should touch on right now, do you think?
Thanks, Joe.
Just thanks for the opportunity, Joe. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We're happy to help and wish you great success. Please let us know how it goes. We'd love to keep folks updated.
Absolutely.
All right. See you all later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.